Boker Tov, good morning, Dave.
Boker Tov!
36 hours, Dave. Can't wait. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shalom Abba Lucholim, Vichlanam, Chemda, Vrachav Chad Jan, and Menachan. We are coming close to an end. We're almost done with Parashat Lech Lecha. As we spoke about yesterday, there was a war. There was a four kings going up against five kings. Avraham Avinu went to save his nephew. After this whole story, this whole situation, Melech Sedom, the king of Sedom, comes to Avram. And after the war, after this fighting finishes, and Avram got all of the, you know, he won all of the spoils of war, all of his people, all of the men, all of the possessions, all of the money, all of everything. And now the king of Sedom comes to Avram and tells him, and I want to read the pasuk, it's a very interesting pasuk, but he tells him that all of those possessions, yeah, I'll read the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Melech Sedom el Avram." The king of Sedom says to Avram, "Ten li hanefesh varechush kachlach. Give me the people that you just won, the spoils of war. These people that you just won, give them back to me, and you keep all the possessions. You keep all the money. You keep all the good stuff." This is what he tells Avram. First of all, who does everything belong to? Everything belongs to Avram. He just won. He won the war. You win the war, you can take the spoils. So who is it? The king now who lost is coming now and asking him, "Hey, give me the people back? What kind of deal is that? They don't belong to you." Still, listen to how Avram responds. And I think the way Avram responds, we can learn out such an important lesson. It belongs to him, the people. It belongs to him, the money. He says, you take the money, let me take the people back. And Avram responds the following. He says, "Vayomer Avram el Melech Sedom." Avram says to the king of Sedom, he says, "I lift up my hand to Hashem, the God, the maker of the heavens and the earth. He says, even if I take a little shoe strap, a little strap from the shoe from you, and then what's going to happen? Or I take anything from you, you're going to come and say, it was me who made Abraham wealthy. I made Abraham wealthy." He said, "I'm not taking anything from it. You can keep all your money. You can keep all the possessions. You can keep all the people. I don't want any of it." What happened here? Abraham won. It belongs to him. The guy comes and says, the king comes and says, "Let me take the people back. You keep the possessions."
Which people?
There was a war. So there was a man of the spoils of the war. So Abraham Avinu, the spoils really according to the law, they belong to him. He won. So the king comes and says, "Let me take the people. You take the money." And Abraham says, "I don't even want the money." This is something that the Chachamim teach us. It's a very important lesson. It's something that's called Histapek Bamuat. That a person has to learn to be satisfied with what they have. And not always trying to achieve more and gain more. There's a point where you get to in life where you have what you need and you don't need more than that. I'll give you an example. There's a person who has a business. He's making $20 million a year. Very, very successful business. Able to support his family, his extended family, his relatives, his children, his grandchildren, his community. He's able to take care of everyone. And now, all of a sudden, one day he decides, you know what? Why 20? I want to make it worth 50. I want to make it worth 100. And he wants to grow it and grow it. But we know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, Marbe Nechasim, Marbe De'aga. The more properties, the more business you have at hand, the more money you're dealing with, the more worry, the more stress. What's the point of that? Avraham Avinu is teaching us, you get to a point eventually, you're making enough money, you're supporting yourself, you're comfortable, you're living a happy life, you don't need more. There's no need for that more. And actually, it's very important. The Chachmei Musar, they teach us that when a person has reached a point where he's making enough money, he has enough what he has, you shouldn't waste your time going and trying to achieve more because that's not what you need. You should get what you need, live your comfortable life, and do Avodat Hashem, and serve Hashem. You don't need more than that. Even when it's shayach for you, even when it's yours, the money belonged to Avraham, you won. But still he says, "I don't even need it." Why should I take and go after something extra? Why should I go and buy another building? When even though, yeah, it could succeed, but I have exactly what I need. I have more than what I need. Why should I go and buy more when it's just going to cause me more worry? It's going to cause me more stress. And you think, oh, if I have more money, I'll be able to support myself for longer. That's the rationalization. People always say, look, money ends. I'm not saying not to work. Chas v'shalom. Nobody's saying you should make $100 million and then just stop working and retire. Because when you're spending money, the money eventually finishes. You have to continue working to continue bringing in and paying off your expenses. Nobody's disagreeing with that. But it gets to a point where there's no need for more. And if you go after more, now that extra more that you went after, those extra couple hours you spend in the office, fast 8 hours, fast 10 hours, whatever your day is, those extra time, now when you get up to Shemaim after 120, you're going to stand in front of Hashem. And Hashem's going to ask you, what happened in those 2 hours? Those 2 hours a day that you spent extra, why was that necessary? You got by in this world very comfortably, I supported you, I took care of you. Those extra 2 hours, what were they worth? What were they for? We have to strive in our lifetime to believe that Hashem will bless us if we put in the effort. But we have to stop at the effort. Once we go over and past the effort, then we're taking advantage of the gift that Hashem gave us, is that He's giving us the bracha when you put in the effort. Yeah.
Quick. Yes. What if like you're still doing, you're not overexerting yourself, but you have opportunity to make more money, but your intention to do with the money is not to feed yourself, but it's
a very good question.
Maybe Hashem is blessing you with the opportunity because there are rich people in the world and not everyone has the opportunity.
100%. Every person is created with a different purpose in this world. So I can't give an exact answer that you are meant to do X and he's meant to do Y, because each person Hashem designs to do what they're supposed to do. But we know each person is meant to spend some time learning Torah every day. Each person is meant to fulfill the mitzvot. Each person is meant to do chesed. Each person is meant to set time for his family. All of these things a person is meant to do. If you doing putting in extra is taking away from your other obligations to Hashem, that's wrong. If it's not, if you're able to do both and fulfill both, that's fine. Where you see, when you start to see that it's starting to take a toll on your life, and I'll teach you where the lesson is whenever you feel like you're doing what you're doing, you're getting what you're getting, you have enough to support yourself, you have enough to live comfortable, and have a comfortable car, comfortable house. And then what happens is those extra times that you're putting in, you start feeling stressed when you're working. If you start to feel very stressed when you're working, that means something is wrong. Something is wrong. Because you're not supposed to be feeling stressed. Now, of course, there's always some aspect of stress because you're trying to support yourself. But I'm saying past that point. When a person is in the office till 10 p.m. at night and you're past that point, that's not living anymore. What are you living for? So now, even when your purpose is for to make extreme amounts of money in order to do for good, Hashem could bless you with that type of money by spending 8 hours a day versus spending 12 hours a day. Who's to say that because you're spending 12 hours a day, now all of a sudden you're going to be making more money? It's not always the case. There's many times, and I'm telling you, you can do it in many different businesses, that people can attest to this, that there's times where you get into the office 8 in the morning to get ready for that sale, for the ticket sale, for whatever it is. You're standing there sitting by the computer, ready to buy, and it just doesn't work. No? There's times where it just doesn't work. You try to buy, nothing works. Or in any business. And there's times where you say, you know what? I'm going to give an extra hour this morning to Hashem. You give an extra hour, you come in late, and all of a sudden, you walk in right when the sale starts, you click on the button, and all of a sudden, and I'm not saying, you have to do your effort. You have to put in an effort. You can't just say, you know what, Hashem is going to bless and I don't have to do anything. You have to put in an effort. But the question is how much effort is. You have to ask yourself, am I putting in the correct amount of effort, or am I putting in too much? Once you've reached the amount that you are supporting yourself, you're comfortable, you have enough livelihood to support yourself, and now you have opportunity to do more. That more that you can really be giving to Avodat Hashem, you can be serving God, you can be doing chesed, doing other mitzvot, spending time learning Torah, and those type of things. And you say, I'm going to do that extra to work. That's where the mistake comes in. And I think this is so important because this is what Avraham Avinu teaches. Avraham Avinu has everything he has. He doesn't need more. He could have taken more. He could have said, let me take more and become the most wealthy person in the world, a billionaire, and support the rest of Am Yisrael. But that's not what he did. He said, you know what? I don't need your money. I have my money. I have what I need. Hashem will give me also what I need, and I'll put in the effort that I need to, then He'll take care of me. And this is the correct perspective. Person has to put in an effort. Hashem will bless. Understand where the effort ends, where you stop, and what's extra. And that extra, let's take that time and let's turn that time for Avodat Hashem, for the service of Hashem. I give everyone a bracha that we learn this lesson from Avraham Avinu, that we all learn to be satisfied with what we have.
Amen.
To be okay with what we have. It's okay. Person drives this car, person drives that car. As long as the car moves and you're comfortable, it's okay. whether you're driving a car that you're spending $2,000 a month or you're spending $500 a month. It's okay. As long as you can get from point A to point B, it's okay. You'll be satisfied and be happy with what you have, and you'll see a lot more joy in your lifetime. Have a great day, gentlemen.